Somebody who is gathering money because he knows that he has to bring the machzes hashekels. Echad ba'adar, so he starts counting his money. And he said, he has a pile of money, and he says, whatever's in this pile, I want should go to machzes hashekel. Then he finds out that he had about $32. So the question is, what happens to all the extra money? B'shamay says, Moisra Nadava, that the extra money is hektish. Being that he said, Hare Elu L'shikli, all the money is going to have to be hektish. Now, you can't be maktish with Kedushas Machzes HaShekel more than a half a shekel. Ha'ashalayarba v'adalayamet. So that's not going to work. So what happens to the rest of the money? Nadava, you have to give it, if you menadev it to the Mikdash. Ubesul, Bensul says, Moisron Chulin. No, we know that the only reason he said Elul L'shikli is because he assumed that it must be a Machzes HaShekel, or roughly that. Turns out he was off by a large number, or even a small number. So that a Moisar, he never had a mind to be Makdish, and therefore the Moisar is going to be Chulin. The Mepharshim said that this Machlik is Bishavi Beshilil, is Lashita Sayu, and a Mishnah in Mesachtes Nazar. The Flamen of Beis is a Perik Beshamai in Mesachtes Nazar, and it begins with a machlekes b'shamay v'shil regarding hektish toys. If someone makes something hektish, but he does it based on a premise that was faulty. So he thought X, Y, Z, and as a result, he said, I want this to be hektish. It turns out it wasn't X, Y, Z. Is it hektish or is it not hektish? B'shamay holds hektish b'toys is hektish. Basil says hektish b'toys loishmei hektish. And the Gemara says it doesn't only mean hektish. It's a mesachtes nazir because the Gemara is medamet to someone who's mekabel naziris b'toys. So this machloikis b'shamay basil hektish b'toys havi hektish lo havi hektish is mamish. This machloikis over here in our Mishnah. According to b'shamay, it's a hektish b'toys l'shita soy shmei hektish. Basil says hektish b'toys loishmei hektish. So he said harei l'shikli. He was making a mistake. He was saying that $30 should be kaddish l'machsa shekel when in fact all he needed was a half a shekel. So the moiser is going to be chulin because hektish b'toys loishmei hektish. Sha'avi mehen shikli. What if the lashon he said was different? He brought together a lot of money and he said that I want my machzes hashekel to come mehen from this pile. Then shav and everybody agrees shav moiser chulin because he never was makdish everything. He was only makdish a half a shekel. All he did was is he said that the half a shekel should come from this pile, but it's not more than a machzes hashekel. That's going to be kaddish. What about a chatos? Elul l'chatosi, he gathers together a lot of money, and he says, I want this money to go to a carbon chatos. Shavin, there everybody agrees, she'ha moysa nedavan. The Mishnah is going to explain why. Shavi mehen chatosi, what if he said the lashon mehen regarding a chatos? Again, he puts together a pile of money, and he says, I want from this pile of money, there should be money that's kadosh to buy a carbon chatos. Shavin, she'ha moysa chulin. There too, everyone's going to agree that it's chulin. So mehen, everybody agrees is chulin. When he says elul l'shikli or elul l'chatosi, so elul l'shikli is machlokes b'shamay b'silul hektish tois havi hektish loy havi hektish elul l'chatosi shav and everybody agrees shamayis in adava. So the Mishnah asks, I'm Rab Shimon, uma ben shkolon l'chatos? Why is shkolon different than chatos? Elul l'shkoli is a machlokes, and elul l'chatosi everybody agrees, even base hillel that ordinarily holds moiser chulin because it's a hektish b'tois. Here it's not a hektish b'tois. So I'm Rab Shimon said, ma ben shkolon l'chatos? El shal shkolin yeshlam kitzva. The chiluk is very simple. Shkolim by machzes hashekel with the toys, because all he needed was a half a shekel. He knows how much he needs. Anything beyond that, he doesn't need. He never intended to make hektish. If he said elu l'shikli, it must be it was a hektish b'toys. Bissel shita is hektish b'toys. Lishmei hektish. But a chatas could be as big or as small, as expensive or as cheap as you want it to be. You can have a big fat chatas, you can have a skinny chatas. You could do whatever you want. So it's never considered a toys. If it's not considered a toys, so it's always, you can't say, oh, I didn't realize I had so much money there, I would have preferred to have brought a cheaper chatas. No. You were makdish, all this money. The chatas, you're stuck, and that's what you're going to have to bring. Reb Yudah says, no. Hafle shkola mein lam kitzva. What do you mean? Machsa shekel has a kitzva? We find that there was no kitzva. Where? Shekel sha'olu Yisrael min ha-goylos. Reb Yudah teaches a little history. Because when the Yidden came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, by Yesheni, they used to use for machsa shekel. What was the matbeya that they based the machzes hashekel off of? A darkin. It was an expensive matbeya. Chazru lishkol slot. Then later they changed it and they used the cheaper, which is the sell, which is what they used bimei chazal. The shekel, the machzes hashekel of the Torah was the shekel of bimei chazal, which was a half a seller. So chazru lishkol skol. Chazru slotim. Chazru lishkol tabon. Even a smaller number. Big shul lishkol dinarim. Then they wanted to make it even smaller. Like kibluim, the chum didn't allow. But akoparim, you see that the machzes hashekel also fluctuated a little bit. So you're telling me it's a dover she ain't like dover she ish like kitzvah? It's not true. Just like a chatas can be more expensive or less expensive, machzes hashekel can also be more money or less money. Reb Shimon, no, it's not a good response, because alpha peaking yad kulon shava from generation to generation, or from year to year, perhaps it can change. But in each specific year, there's a predetermined amount of what the machzor shekel has to be. So therefore, it's still be considered hektish patayis like Reb Shimon Svara. Avol chata, zeh maybe b'selav, zeh maybe b'shneiv, zeh maybe b'shalosh. There's no uniformity at all, and as a result, that was Reb Shimon's chilek. The Gemara said ha-mechanis. Reb Yosef b'shem Reb Lozer, ma pligun b'mechanis preit preit. The machloikis is only when somebody was gathering prutos. So what happened was, we have machloikis b'shem b'shalosh again, where somebody says ha-mechanis mois, and he says ha-rei elul l'shikli, and he finds out that he had more than machzor shekel. B'sham mehektish toish mehektish. It's all hektish. Moisr nadava. Beisil's hektish. Leish mehektish. Moisr chulin. Zok Rab Yosi b'shem Rab Lozar. That's only if you were putting together one pruta at a time. And as you're putting it together, you say whatever I'm putting together, I want should be l'shikli. But let's say you had a big pile of money in one shot. Ba'imer elu l'shikli. And I said I want this to be machzor shekel, kol alma moidai, in other words, kul alma moidi, sheha moisra nedava. Everybody's going to agree that the moisran is going to be nedava. Even Beis Hillel is going to agree that moisran is nedava. Meaning, if you're taking one coin at a time, you have a piggy bank, and you're pouring out the coins, and I want all, whatever, as I'm doing it, I want this to be my machzor shekel. So it could be you don't really have a good idea of how much money you're putting together. So it's considered a tois. It still holds. Hektish tois is not hektish. So therefore, it's not going to be hektish. But if you have all the money in front of you, you're looking at it, you see it, so chances are you have an idea whether this is 50 cents or $32. So if you went ahead now and you were maktish it, it's not considered a tois. And even Basil is going to agree that obviously you wanted everything here to be hektish. I can't make more than a half a shekel a kaddish with regards to machzor shekel. Okay, so the moiser, the remainder is going to be in the davar. But the point is, everything is going to be. So that was Rabbi Yosi said the name of Rabbi Lozer. Ma pligin b'mechanis proit proit. Because then it's considered a tois. Aval by me'el l'shikli, kolam moidayish, a moiser in the davar. Rabbi Chia v'Rabbi Iba b'shem Rabbi Lozer said fakert. So again, it's all in the name of Rabbi Lozer. It's either Rabbi Yosi in the name of Rabbi Lozer, or it's Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Iba in the name of Rabbi Lozer. Ma pligin, same idea b'mechanis proit proit. Machlokes is only if you're doing it one at a time. Aval by me'el l'shikli, kula alma moidi, sheha moiser. Here, everyone's going to agree. So it's the same idea. He doesn't look at it as a tois. The first mandama said that being that it's not a tois, if a meisul is going to be moided, that it's going to be hektish. The second mandama is saying that being that it's not a tois, it's not even a hektish betois for Beis Shammai to say his halach of hektish betois, my hektish. Beis Shammai's halach is a hektish tois, is a hektish. This is not a tois. This is something else, not a tois. So according to Beis Hillel, we say, if it's not a tois, according to the first mandama, if it's not a tois, he obviously wanted to be maktish everything, it's all going to be hektish. According to the second mandama, it's not a tois. He didn't want to be maktish anything, because why would he? He's only taking together machzor shekel. So for whatever reason, he said a lashon of elul shikli. But the bottom line is, he only meant to be maktish a half a shekel, and therefore only a half a shekel is going to be kaddish. Amar Rabbi Chiya masniso misayel l'Rabbi. The Mishnah seems to be right to Rabbi the second shot, that elul shikli, everyone's going to be moida, shehamoyser chule. The time the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Mabin shkolom lechatos, elo, shashkolom yesh lehem kitzvo, ulechatos ein lehem kitzvo. So this is a gemara that you probably wouldn't find in the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi just trying to explain what Reb Shimon meant. Although we read the Mishnah, it seems pretty straightforward. Manan kayomim. What did Reb Shimon mean when he is explaining a chiluk between shkolim and chatas? If it's talking about, he's saying a chiluk when somebody said she'avi mehen shikli or she'avi mehen chatasi, there was no chiluk in the Mishnah. Mehen, we said, always means I want from this pot of money there should be money that's kaddish either for a chatas or for a shkolim. Kol alma moidai shamayis rechulin. Everybody agreed that the mayis is chulin. So that can't be coming to be explained a chiluk between two halachas where there's no chiluk between the two halachas. Imba ima she'avi mehen chatasi. If you mention mehen chatasi, kol alma moidai shamayis rechulin. The same thing. Ela kenan an kayamin. Must be, he's talking about ba'omer elu l'shik. And shkolim al yedei shekitzvasa min atayra ma'isra n'chulon. Chatas al yedei shekitzvasa min atayra ma'isra n'dava. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah is coming to say a chiluk between a case where somebody was makdish this money le shkolim, where the ma'isra is chulin, whereas chatas, if somebody was makdish's money, that the ma'isra is going to be hektish. What's the case where the ma'isra is going to be chulin by chatas? The Gemara assumes it's talking about where all the money is in front of him, and he said hare elu l'shikli, that the halacha is ma'isra chulin, because even Beis Shammai is not going to say it's a halacha of hektish toys, because it's not a hektish of toys. What would the other possibility be? That maybe it's talking about a regular mechanes mois, like the Mishnah said, and he said a re'elu l'shikli, and Reb Shimon was coming to explain Beis Hillel, who said in the Mishnah, hektish tois, loish me hektish, and as a result, the mois is going to be chulin. But the Gemara here in the Yerushalmi, the Havamina, thinks that Reb Shimon's coming to explain a halacha that's true, both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel. What do you find according to Beis Shammai in the Mishnah that the Mois is going to be chulin? Oh, if the second Manda Amar, Rabibi, in the name of Rab Loza is right, that even Beis Shammai, who said the Halach of Hektish Tois, only said it when it was a real Tois, but if he said Elul L'Shikli and all the money was in front of him, there was no Tois, then the Mois is going to be chulin, then Rab Shimon Halach is going to be true even according to Beis Shammai, not even according to Beis Hillel, right? That's the Cheshbon. So the Gemara says, no, Rab Yosi, B'Shem Rab Loza, who is the first Pshat, Pasala, he'll answer, the Mechanis Proit. Really, Rab Shimon was coming to explain the halacha of the Mishnah when you're being mechanes proit proit uki beis hillel, and it's only beis hillel that says moisa chulin, and he's just explaining why according to beis hillel is there a chiluk between shkolin and chatos, and that was his answer. One has a kitzvah, one doesn't have a kitzvah. V'hatanina, another kasha on this machlokes amiron moisa shkolin chulin. That's the next Mishnah that says any leftover machzis hashekel went le chulin, so that should seem to be a raya to the second shita, not like the first shita. Pasul lebe mechanes proit ruk beisul. No, again, it doesn't mean aliba the kuliyama. Maybe according to Beis Shammai, it's never true the halacha of meiser chulin is of meiser shkolim is going to be chulin because it's always going to be a hektish tois. According to beisul, however, who holds hektish tois loch me hektish, there it's going to be no gear. So that's handling the halacha of beis hillel. Good. And mafresh shikloi. Someone was mafresh machzah shakel. Basavash who chayev. He thought he was chayiv machzis hashekel. V'nimtza sheini chayiv, and then he finds out, oh, he gave it already, or somebody gave it for him on his behalf. Loi kodesh. The halacha is the machzis hashekel doesn't become kodesh. Why doesn't it become kodesh? Because he can't be. No, right. Somebody is mafresh. He thinks he has to give a machzis hashekel. Then he finds out his shvei gave it for him. So the question is, what happens to that chatzis shekel? Is it kodesh or is it not kodesh? So the brayso says, hamafresh shikloi v'savashu chayiv v'nimtza sheini chayiv. Loi kodesh, it's not kodesh. Can't, because it's a halacha machzis hashekel, ha'osher lo yarbe, v'ada lo yamen. It's not a hefker. You can't just give machzis hashekel as much as you want. If you're mechuyev, you can. If not, you can't.
They stole and they found it. It went.
Very good.
Because the Kedush already went on to it. At that point, there was.
At the time when he gave it.
At the time he gave it, there was a, he had a chiyev.
The first one. What about the second one? No, but what about the second one?
You have to give again.
This cash is not the first one. This cash is the second one.
The whole thing is stolen.
Because it's lost. I hear.
Very good.
I hear.
No, it's good cash. I hear. Loi kodesh. Hamafresh shnayim v'savashu chayiv shnayim. Let's say somebody gave two, and he thought he was chayiv too. V'nimtza sheni chayiv ela achas. But it turns out that he was only chayiv once. He thought he was chayiv two. It turns out he's only chayiv one. Oisa hasheni. I'm not sure.
He had to give for his kids.
Or maybe it's could be it's for 2 years. It could be it's takol and atikin. But anyways, v'nimtza she'ini chayiv elo achas oisai hasheni my ovidle. So what happens? I'm sorry. Hamafresh shnayim v'savar shu chayiv shnayim v'nimtza she'ini chayiv elo achad oisai hasheni my ovidle. So what do you do with the second one? So the Gemara nishmano min hado. Let's learn it. Perhaps we can resolve that question from the following halacha. Hifresh chatosai v'savar shu chayiv v'nimtza she'ini chayiv like kodesha. Chatos is the same thing. Chatos is not bobin adov. Can't be menade v'chatas. See, you can only make something your chatas if you're mechuyev v'chatas. If you're not mechuyev v'chatas, you can't have a chatas. As opposed to an oila, for example. Hifresh shnayim v'savet shuchayv shnayim v'nimtza sheni chayv v'la'achas oysa shniyam ha'ovid lo elo roya. That's the halacha. The halacha is roya. What does roya mean? You give it over to a roya tzayin, a pastach, and he waits, he drezach with it until it gets a mum. Actually, you stoiv, and when it has a mum, you sell it and you take the money. And so too, the same halacha is going to be over here. It's going to go to the nedava. Zok to Gemara, you're telling me you're being medama dine chatos to dine shkolim. Someone who was mechayev a chatos and he was mafresh too. What you do with the second chatos? You want to be medama to shkolim, someone who was mechayev one machzis hashekel, thought he was chayev two machzis hashekel, it turns out he's only chayev one. What you do with the second one? You can't be medama the two halachas. That was the whole sugya. V'koy heich oimer ato elo, which in English means that we just established that there's a very distinct difference between Moshe Chatos and Moshe Shkolim. Yesh lo kitzva, in lo kitzva. So based on the previous sugya, says the Gemara, you can't be medama, just like you can't be medama Moshe Chatos to a Moshe Machzis HaShekel, so too you can't be medama a case where someone was chayiv one, he was mafresh too by Chatos, to a case where someone was chayiv one, he was mafresh too, the Machzis HaShekel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda argued. Correct. Rabbi Yehuda argued to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Shimon that you're telling me this very basic chiluk between a Moshe Chatas and a Moshe Shkolim. Moshe Chatas is never really Moshe because the person that intended, the person who was Makdish the Chatas, could have used the money for the Chatas. The shear of the Chatas is Ein L'Soif. I'm sure you can go find a very expensive animal that you can use for a Karma Chatas. As opposed to Machzis HaShekel, the Torah was already Kedei, what the shear is. It's a Davish Yesh
L'Kitzvah. Why is it nothing done?
What's that?
He's not Chayiv in giving a Shekel. He said, this should be my Machzis HaShekel, right? So the Gemara said, it's
Chulin. Why is it a Davish? Because his intention.
I had 30 of them.
Koyte Meshamar, because it's according to Beshamah, that hektish betoish may hektish. Why is that different than a regular hektish betoish? I hear. According to Beshamah. So Rabbi Yehuda said that we find that the Shir Machzis HaShekel also fluctuated. Right? He gave us a little bit of a history course. They used to, at one point they gave Darkoin, then they gave Slom, then they gave Tivin. So the Gemara expands on this a little bit. Darkoinois dinorim. Darkoinois are dinorim, din rezov. That's like an expensive matbea. Chazru lishko Slom. Afterwards they began to give Slom. Kishmuon, the Sela is the was the matbeya, the general matbeya b'mei Chazal, which who so that the Machzis HaShekel was a half a Sela, which is what Chazal referred to as a shekel, right? It's a little bit confusing.
Like again,
out room. It's more confusing than that because the Torah says Machzis HaShekel, which is
shekel.
Not the Machzis HaShekel of Chazal. Chazal used the word shekel all the time. The Machzis HaShekel of the Torah was a full shekel of Chazal. Okay. The kish. No, it's just a different matbeya. It was different times. Right. Darkoina is dinarim. Chazru lishko sloim. Kishmur. So they went to use sloim and they gave a half of the sela. Chazru lishko taboin, which is a half of the sela, which is a half of that. Taboin, palgi slon. Which is palgi slon. Bikshu lishko dinarim. Karot, never like kiblo aleim. Later they wanted to give even a smaller share, and they weren't makabel. Menado. How did they know that you can't make the number even smaller? We'll explain all this. Because the pasuk in Nehemiah, it says, v'hemadnu aleinu mitzvahs, when they were fortifying the city, right? We spoke about these pesukim in Nehemiah already. So they said, v'hemadnu aleinu mitzvahs, lasis aleinu shlishas ha-shekel b'ashon ha-lavaydis b'yis ha-lakeinu. This is Nehemiah went ahead, and he said that there's going to be a very important halacha moving forward. Machzis ha-shekel. So the question, what do you mean? Machzis ha-shekel is a halacha moving forward? It's been around forever. Machzis ha-shekel is a dayraisa. What does it mean moving forward? So Chazal say, what it meant to say is that the Lashon Shlishas HaShekel, the shear, was something that was going to be kavua l'dayrus. The Shlishas HaShekel, which translated roughly into the Machzis HaShekel of the Torah, was going to be the shear l'dayrus, and you were never going to be able to go beneath that. So when they wanted to go beneath that number, they wanted to give karatin, so they said, you can't, carrots, right? You can't go beneath that. Why not? Because it's some sort of halacha, because it's a halacha of Shlishas HaShekel. All right, so the question is, why did it change? Why did they want to change it? Why was it fluctuating? So the big machlekes rishonim. The Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos and the Rambam and Yad Chazaka says, because the halacha Machzis HaShekel is like we spoke at in the beginning, when we started learning, is always half of whatever the Ikar Matbeah of the Medina is. So if the Ikar Matbeah was a shekel, then it's a Machzis HaShekel. If it's a sela, then it's a Machzis HaSela, although it's a shekel. If it's a dollar, like today in the United States, it's 50 cents. That's what we give. We give that three half a dollars based on the Ramah. You're supposed to give three. If it's a, you live in Europe, I'm sure you give a half a euro. You do whatever you're supposed to do. Wherever you are, that's what you're supposed to give half. So the Rambam explains the Gemara that the Ikar Matbeah just changed. It went from shekel to darkoin to tivin, whatever it was. They wanted a, there was a point in history where they wanted that based on whatever the number was, you know, you were living in it was in India, it was a peso, which comes out a half a peso would be a nickel. They didn't want, you know, they said that's already too little. Why? Because it was a purpose of what we were going to do with this money.
The was by weight, was by what?
Right. Well, that's really what the Machzis HaShekel was. I was trying to find the Ramban al Torah. I would have showed you something really nice, but I just couldn't find it. The greatest good
the Shmeis.
Shaya says people eat it. The Shmeis is a big one.
This is
not
shekel
akoda. The red one? I'm not going to be able to find it. I'm going to have to mish it up. All right. But the point is that that's what the Rambam says. So that's what this all the. Well, once it got so low, is they just needed the, at the end of the day, it was the purpose was they needed the money. It was funding a budget. So you can't. Everyone's going to give 20 cents this year. It used to be $18, 104. You know, they have numbers that they work with.
Russia has a half a ruble.
You never get anywhere.
It costs 100,000 rubles to buy a loaf of bread. Everybody's giving a half a ruble. That's like a big problem.
Exactly. As I saw the Rambam, the Ravid argues, and Asamus Ravid in Hilchos Shkolim, and the Ramban al Torah says the same thing, that no, that wasn't the point. The point was it fluctuated just based, simply based on the needs of what Klal Yisrael had. So for example, in the times of Nehemiah, the reason they went ahead is because all the Yidden had come up, and they, you know, the point is it fluctuated based on whatever the needs of the Yid were. So if they needed more money, so they would raise the number. If they needed less money, they would lessen the number. And that point in history where the number was going to, they wanted to make the number really low is because they didn't need so much. But they said it doesn't matter. Even though we don't need so much, you can't make it to a point where it's going to... So it's based off of your being Mekayim, the Inyan of Machzis HaShekel, because it's going to be a chatzi of something, but which shekel they're manipulating it. Which shekel you're using to base the Machzis HaShekel
is. Is it a $100 bill? Is it a $50 bill? Is it which, a dollar bill?
We found the currency.
Half a something. It's going to be a half a size. It's going to be a half a dollar, a half a quarter, a half a nickel, a half a dime. But it has to be a matbeya that is a Machzis. That's what we use, the half a dollar. And it has to be half of a number that is chav, of a matbeya that's chashiv. What's that?
How does this all work for Meir Kazayitni?
How does this all work?
With her Meir Kazayitni.
Then it's a Deiraiso. What? Right. It's true. I'm not sure. It's okay, let's go weiter. I hear you. Zok the Gemara Vayter, Reb Chilki b'shem Rabacha. Chilki b'shem Rabacha said that this pasuk in the Chemya that the Gemara quoted, that mitzvah loses shlishis hashekel bashon olavidas beis alikeno. So we learned from here that the shlishis hashekel represented a number that you couldn't go beneath. The machs hashekel can never be that less number, less than that number. Reb Chilki said, and Rabacha another mahalach. Mikan from this halacha, these words shlishis hashekel, we learned that shetzorich adam l'shalish shikloi gimel pamim bashono, that you have to give a shekel three times a year. Mikan, another halacha, you can't make more than three campaigns. So if you run a maisit, for example, you can't ask people for money.
Don't say this too loud. Like
you can ask for three head checks. You just can't ask for money.
More than, no, the one corporation.
So you can't ask money more than three times. That's learned out from Shlisha Sashan. So what's this first halacha? Mikan Shetzorach Adam L'Shalei Shikla Gimel Pamin. So the Taklin Chalitin says, it's not referring to Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel only gave once. You don't give Machzis HaShekel three times. You don't need halacha. You can't give more than three times. It's regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah, that a person should give tzedakah three times a year. That's what it means. Three times a year, you should give a shekel. but you shouldn't give less than that. And the way the Taklit Chalitin explains, no, he says it's referring to even an ani, a poor person, who can't give more than that. Yeah, he doesn't have a foundation, so that he's not just writing tzedakah checks, but at the same time, less than three shekels, one shekel three times a year, lo yifchos. That he shouldn't give less than. The goyin, we'll get back to that in 1 second. The gra, Zabira gra, we spoke at the Ramah. The Ramah, we said the Ramah says that you're supposed to, when you give machzah shekel, you give three chatzi shekels. Why do you give three machzah shekels? So we said, because it says the word truma three times in the parashah machzah shekel, we had in the Bezam and Aleph, that's the makar to the Ramah that says you give, the Ramah himself speaks that out. That's why you give three shekels, machzah shekel, even though you don't have to. It's a zeichert to the Inyan of three trumas. Zok to be Ragro on that Ramah. What's the makar? Three machzah shekels. This Gemara. Right here, it says that Tzorich Adam L'Shakel Shiploi Gimel Pamim Mashana. Now we have the Giris of Mashana, but the Goyin says it's this makar. It's talking about Machzis HaShekel. It's not talking about Hilchis Tzedakah. And in Machzis HaShekel, there's a halacha that you're supposed to give at least three. You're supposed to give three Machzis HaShekels. This is the makar to that Ramah. But the Taklin Chalitin doesn't learn that way. And the Pashup Shad is not like the Gra. Pashup Shad is, we're not talking about Machzis HaShekel. We're talking about Tzedakah. That even a poor person shouldn't give less than a shekel. Now the Taklin Chalitin says it's a chiddush. Why? Because the emes is a Gemara above a Basra. Ravasi says above a Basra Daftes. He learns from this halacha, shlish is a different halacha. Shlish is not three, shlish is a third. A person should never give less than a third of a shekel a year. And that halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So we know that in Hilchas Staka, there's a maximum share. There's a share of how much staka you're allowed to give. You can't give more than a certain share. Right, what's the maximum share? Chaimish. Right, a person's not vazviz, while you're vazviz, you're isa mechaimish. Right, you're not allowed to give more than a chaimish. So halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so you're going into the complicated questions right away, thank you. But basically, the Mechaber says, v'chaimish zesha amru, what does that mean? Shana rishayna me'akeren. So when you start the first year, you give a fifth of whatever you're worth. Mikan ve'elach she'chaimesh herviach b'chol shana. A fifth of everything that you're merviach. So a person's worth $22, so he gives $4.40. Beyond that, if he earns $100 a year, he gives $20 a year, just to keep it really simple. That's the maximum share. Stock. There's a chaimesh. What is there a minimum share? Mechaber says, yeah, there's a minimum share. La'olam la'yimna adam atzmai pachas mishlish. A person's not allowed to give less than a third. Even an ani has a chiyuv of tzedakah. Every single yid has a mitzvah of tzedakah. Even a person doesn't have money, he has to give tzedakah. What's the shear? Very, very small shear. It's just shlichus hashekel. Where's it learned that of this pasuk? It's a gemara bava basra. Shlichus hashekel. The way that Takolin Chaditin and most Mefarshim learn this Yerushalmi, it's a second sheet than what the minimum share of tzedakah is. Either it's a third of a shekel or it's three shekels. Either way, it's a small number.
20%.
Amar Rab Abin said, right. Mikan legimel sa'in. There are exceptions to that also, by the way. Amar Rab Abin, mikan legimel sa'in. From this halacha of shlishis, we learn that the kupais were supposed to be, the size of the kupais where they kept the machzah shekel had to be a container that held three sons worth of shekels. Mikan l'sholish kupais. From here we know that there were three kupais. Mikan l'gimel afrashis. We know that they were mafres from the kupais three times. Fine. Ksiv, it says, Zeh yitnu koloiv ala pikudim. Says that the machzas hashekel was given koloiv ala pikudim. Rebhudu v'am nechemi. Chadama once said, l'fisha chadu b'machzas hayoim, being that the yidin sinned b'machzas hayoim, chatzois, the middle of the day, what aver did they do in the middle of the day? The chet ha'egel. Yitnu machsa shekel. So the aver happened b'chatzos. So the kapara comes through the machsa shekel, which is the half a day. The chadam once said, l'fisha chadam b'shei shoyf, being that they sinned b'shei shoyf, b'yoyim, yitnu machsa shekel, da'ovet shito garmisin. That has the value of six garmisin. Okay, garmisin is a matbeya, it's a currency. The point is that the machsa shekel is coming to you mechaper the chet ha'egel. The chet ha'egel happened b'shei shoyz or b'chatzoyz, same thing. So therefore, that's merum is a machsa shekel. Either the machsis is the remez of chatzoyz, or the remez is the shei shoyz because the shita garmisen. Where do you find that the chet ha'egel happened b'shei shoyz? Because it says the pasuk says vayiki boishesh moishel oredes boishesh al tikri boishesh elo b'sheish. It says when Moshe went up to be mechaper the luchais, he told Yidden, I'm going to come back in 40 days and 6 hours. Right, but chilah shei, 40 days, in the beginning of the 6th hour, I'm going to come down with the luchais. And the Gemara says that there was a little bit of confusion. The Satan helped out with the confusion, but there was confusion. Klal Yisrael thought that the day that Moshe went up to Shemayim was going to be the first of the 40 days. Moshe really intended that he was going to be away for the 40 days. So on the 40th day, to the Cheshbon of the Yidden, which was really the 39th day, Klape Yoemes, Tez Zayin, Tammuz, the Yidden got all worried. Where's Moshe? The Satan came and he showed him an image of Moshe Rabbeinu lying on a bed. He died. They said, you guys are in trouble. You need a new leader. We need a new leader. It ended up with the Chet HaEgel. When did that happen? In the 6th hour. Why the 6th hour? Because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to come and he didn't come. Now, the reality is he was supposed to come on Yud Zayin Tammuz, Shavas of the Tammuz. He was supposed to come on Shavas of the Tammuz, which is when he came down. That's when he broke the Luchas, and that's when Shavas of the Tammuz is a kindness. But because it happened B'Shei Shois, and the Machsa Shekel is the kapara for that. That's why the Machsa Shekel is Miramis to the Shei Shois. Rab Yeshua Beiram Nachemya B'Shem Rabbi Yechir Mazakeh. Lufisha Abral Aseres Adibros. Being that they were over in that Aseres Adibros, we were over in that Aseres Adibros. They were over on the Ego, which is Avodah Zarah. Kol Kofev Avodah Zarah. Kilu Kofev Kol Atir. Kulo. Yeah. Noisik. Lachem. Lachem. Asar Geira. If you give Asar Geira, what does Machsa Shekel do? Aserim Geira. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Zet Yitnu. Shekel is Aserim Geira. Very good. So if a Shekel is Aserim Geira, then a Machsa Shekel is Asar Geira. Rab Brachia. Rab Levi. On the topic of money being a kapara, we find another halacha. When we have to be poida a bechar, pidyan aben. What's the shir pidyan aben? Five slot. So the fee, why five slum? The fee shemachar b'chayr shol rachel. Basim kesef, because the brother sold Yosef, who was the b'chayr of rachel, for 20 kesef. That was the shir in the Torah. Yikol lechav lechav paydes b'noi b'chayroi basim kesef. For that reason, that each person has to be paid to his son be'esrim kesef. The esrim kesef of the Torah equals the chamisha slum, the chamisha dinarim, 1 to 4. And therefore, That's the shir. So the so it's a oh, so so there's a so I'll tell you there's a Meshachachma in Parshas Bo asks a Tamir Gedolah. He says that if this Gemara seems to be saying that Pidyon Aved is a kapara for Mechiras Yosef, so he says who are the ones that were responsible for Mechiras Yosef? So it's a Rashi Parshas Vayechid. And whoever went to see the Yeshiva should know this by heart. Can't snitch Zoganaz Gaved even. Well, at Ketin Shiva, whatever, I don't remember how it goes. Everybody's no, that was Yisachar's one, didn't speak in front of their older brothers, but whatever, you don't want to go there, trust me. Comes with a lot of, but anyways, so who was it? So it was, no, so who, so it was Shimon and Levi. It was Shimon and Levi, they were the ones that were responsible. Yosef was the subject of the Mechiras Yosef. Levi doesn't have to give Pidyon HaBen. Yosef does have to give Pidyon HaBen. So the Meshech Chochma says, the whole Pidyon HaBen is a kapara for Mechiras Yosef, and a Ben Yosef would have to go to a Ben Levi and give him 5 slav to be mechapa for the fact that his grandfather sold me? How does that work? That's Meshech Chochma's kasha. It's a Tamir Gedolos. He doesn't know Teretz. He says, maybe the Teretz is that the Gemara doesn't mean that it's a kapara. The Gemara just means to say that there's aloha Pidyon HaBen, you're going to be paid the child. We need a dollar amount. How much is a child worth? So we use the number that the mispar that they use. So they use the mispar, the shvatim of Esrim Kesef. So Esrim Kesef becomes the number of Lederis. But not that it's mamash a kapara. Not that it's a midah keneged midah. Because if it was a kapara, it wouldn't make sense that Zarishal Yosef should have to give chamitz, mashachach miskasha. Should have to give chamitz shalom. But it reminded me of just, I'll tell you a quick chesed shavar. Very nice. There's a Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir says that. Yeah, well, maybe the Biskarov said this also. Yeah, but you'll tell me after you hear it. So the Pasuk says in Parshas Matos, Ishav HaFeirim V'Hashem Yislachla, it's talking about the halachas in the Dorim. So a woman makes an neder, her husband or her father, if she's less than 12 years old or less than 12 and a half years old, could be made for the nether. You say, I don't like the nether, it's not a nether. So the Torah says that if the father does that, or the husband in this case does that, Isha HaFeirim V'Hashem Yislachla, Hashem will forgive her. What are we forgiving her for? So the Gemara says, it's talking about a woman who made a nether. Her husband heard the nether, he was made for the nether. She didn't know that her husband was made for the nether. So in her mind, there was a nether. And she went ahead and she violated the nether. So even though klapishmaya, she didn't do an aveira, because there was really no nether, but being that she thought that she was doing an aveira, Hashem yisachlo, she needs a kapara. So to Gemara, kshahoyer Rabbi Kiva eats a pasuk. Rabbi Kiva used to learn this pasuk, hoya boicha. Rabbi Kiva used to cry. Rabbi Kiva, by the way, is the one in Shas when everybody's crying, he was always laughing. Rabbi Kiva saw Chorban Beis Hamikdash, he's laughing. Kshachalu Rabbi Eliezer, the Rebbe Eliezer was sick. Everybody came to him like crying. He was in such sadness. Kiva thought it was the funniest thing he ever saw. It's Gemaras throughout Shas, right? Many places. Everyone's crying. Rabbi Akiva's laughing. I have something to throw at you. It's fine. But anyways, so the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was always crying. Here, Shayim Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, "Yo boicha." What was this? Why did he cry? He says, "Umam nishin is chavan alas b'yada basa chazir." Someone who has in mind to eat chazir, and he ends up eating kosher. He needs a kapara. Someone who has a mind to eat chazir, and he eats chazir. Alachas kama v'kama, how much kapara is he going to need? So you see from this Gemara that someone who just has a mind to do an avera, even if it turns out he didn't do an avera, he needs kapara. So avera is so chomer that even when you didn't do an avera, you just thought you were doing an avera, you need a kapara. See, can you imagine when you have a mind to do an avera and do the avera, how much kapara you're going to need? So Makshem Olam, why did Rabbi Akiva get so excited when he saw this? Why did Rabbi Akiva more than anybody else? The Chassidim say of Ateretz that we know that Asar Ruge Malchus came to be Mechaper, Mechiras Yosef, right? Tir Rabbi Shmuel Atzmai, that's what we say. So it was a kapara. The Zohar HaKadosh says that each one of the Tanoim that were killed by the Romans were mechaper. They corresponded to one of the Shvatim. Rabbi Akiva, the Zohar says, was keneged Shimon. That's what the Zohar says. Now we know that Shimon and Levi were the ones that were primarily responsible for the Mechira. We just spoke that out. So he says that Rabbi Akiva knew that he was keneged Shimon. Rabbi Akiva was always concerned. He's going to have to one day give din v'cheshbon. He's going to have to be mechaper for Shimon's avera. Skaitzan greiser tzuris. It's going to be a big problem. But in his mind, he thought maybe it won't be such a big deal. Why? Because we know that when Yosef meets the brothers and they come and they start biting zich mechila and they cry, they say, "We feel so bad for what you did." They tell him, "Don't worry about it. It all came from Hashem. It was all my Hashem. Because by you selling me, I ended up in Mitzrayim. Because I'm in Mitzrayim, there's food. And because there's food, eventually we're going to have Golas Mitzrayim, which is going to end up in Eretz Yisrael. This was all Hashem's plan, right? Me Hashem, I don't remember the Lashon HaTorah. But everything came from Hashem." So Rabbi Akiva said, "No. being that at the end of the day, although they had a mind to do something bad, but Klap Yishmaya, what was happening was a good thing, so maybe it won't be so bad. Rabbi Akiva came to this pasuk that says, Isha Aferim Vashem Yislachla, that says someone who's Neschavim Lalas Biyod Basar Chazir, Va'alu Biyod Basar Tleh, he still needs a kapara. So he said, you see from here that if someone has a machshava to do something bad, even if Klap Yishmaya is not doing something wrong, still he needs a kapara, it means he's in trouble. That's where Bekiva used to cry. That's what he's looking at. But, weiter. Rab Pinchas B'Shem Rab Levi said one final vart on this topic. Because they sold B'Chayr Shel Rachel B'Esrim Kesef, V'Nafa L'Chol Echad V'Echad Mehem Tibba. Each one of the Shvatim ended up with a Tibba. If you divide, I guess there's one, two kesef to a tibba, so it was 20 kesefs, thank you, two tabois. So each one got a tibba, the maksa shekel of the Torah, which equals a tibba, each person has to give. So meaning this, according to this pshat in the Gemara, maksa shekel is not coming to mechaper on the chete eagle, but rather maksa shekel is coming to be mechaper on, what's it called? It's coming to be mechaper. Incidentally, why is it 10 shvatim? Who are the 10 shvatim that were involved in the mechiras Yosef? Right, why is it 10? Who not? No, Ruvein not. No, Reuven not. Reuven said right away, he didn't want to have anything to do with this. And Binyamin. So then what about Yosef? So it's 9. So it's 9. So the Takan Chaldin asks the Kasha, and he says, V'Yosef gam king hoya ha-goyrem ayadeh ha-kinah shebetchila. He says, Yosef was the one that instigated. And being that he's the one that instigated, so maybe that's V'yashah the Mashachotlas Kasha. Right? And good. Making sure you're paying attention. Zok the Mishnah, Moshe Shkolim Chulin. The leftover of the Machsa Shekel goes to Chulin. The Gemara explained what that means before. Either b'mechanis proit proit alibed beisilol, or it means what he said elo the shikli. And according to the Amora that says that it's not going to be considered a hektish shayis, even mishami is going to be moida. Moshe Asiros Eifa. Leftover the Asiros Eifa. What was Asiros Eifa? The Kohen Gadol every day had to bring a carbon mincha. It was called a minchas chavitin. You had to have an Asiros Eifa of flour. So if it was left over from the Asiros Eifa. Or Moisa Kine Zavin, Kine Zavis, Vikine Yaldis, Chatois Vashomis, Moisa Nadavin. Then the leftover money goes in Nadavin. Right? Nadavin in the Mikdash always meant kits on Mizbeach. They brought the carbon oilers that were Kariv on the Mizbeach at times when the Mizbeach was idle. There was nothing happening on the Mizbeach. There was Allah, there should always be something going on. Zakla, Kalshu, Balashim Chatas, anything that comes because of an Aveira, Umishom Ashma, or because of an Aveira, Moisa Nadavin. And you're Menadev, and there's leftover. The leftover money always goes to Nadavin. Moisa Oila, La Oila. Moiser mincha lemincha, moiser shlamen leshlamen, moiser haPesach leshlamen. The Gemara is going to talk about that. Moiser nazirin, if it was karbanis for nazirin, if it was nazirin, you leave it for the next nazir. Moiser nazir l'nedava. Right? Chatas and asham is a problem because we said chatas and asham not baba nedava. Anything that's b'lishum chatas or l'shum ashma is not baba nedava. So you can't say I've left over money from a karban chatas, I'll use it for I'll just bring it as a chatas. You can't. You can only bring a chatas if you're mechuyev chatas. So therefore, you have to bring a little dava. But anything like an oil and a shlamin that's baba nedava, so you have leftover. Just bring it as an oil. Bring it as a shlamin. It doesn't have to go to kitzam esbech. You could bring it for what the initial intention of it was to bring. Rabbi Yosi, ada anot hamon. When I was in Bavel, shamit. Call Rabbi Yehuda Shal Shmuel. I heard the voice of Rabbi Yehuda saying to Shmuel. I assume it means he heard Rabbi Yehuda saying to Shmuel, not just his voice. If someone was mafrish a machsa shekel and then he died, we had the moisa shkola. What if he died? So the whole machsa shekel is moisa now because he's not alive. Yipul in a davo. Moisa asira sa efa shaloi. He keeps Rabbi Yechon and no, sorry, Moshe Asir Seif Shaloi of the Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Yechon and Nama Yelichan Lamama Metlach. Rabbi Lazar Oimer Yipul in Adava. So the Gemara says Masisa Pliga Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said leftover of Asir Seifa goes Layama Melach. Misha says not that way. The Misha says Moshe Shkolim Chulin, but Moshe Asir Seifa, Moshe Kidei Zavim Vekidei Zavus, Moshe Kidei Yodos Vechatois Vashomis, Moshe in Adava. So he said Yelichan Lamama Melach. You have to get rid of it. You throw it to the Yama Melach. Here he says you can keep it as an Adava or you makiv it as an Adava. Ma Ovad La Rabbi Yechon. What's Rabbi Yechon going to say to answer this question? Pasalo, he's going to answer. Moisa Asiru Seifa Shal Minchas Choyte Shal Kol Yisrael. We're talking about two Asiru Seifas. There was the Asiru Seifa of the Minchas Chavitim. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. That goes Lenadova, and there's the Minchas Choyte of Klal Yisrael when they have to bring a Mincha. That is the Lichem Le Yama Melech. Rabbi Yosi Omar Aldo Olil Abba Barba. It was regarding this halacha that they brought Abba Barba. Who was Abba Barba? So Mefarshim say Avua de Shmuel. Shmuel's father was Abba. I thought it was interesting, by the way, because Shmuel Rav's name was also Abba, and Shmuel always referred to Rav as Abba. His father's name was Abba. The discussion in Shulchan Aruch: if somebody's allowed to call his friend by his name, if his name is the same as his father's name. But Lamaisa Shulchan Aruch comes out, the halacha is that you can, if it's a typical name, you cannot if it's a Shem Peli, if it's an interesting name, right? All the shilas, what if each, let's say he has two names, Chaim Yankel. So Chaim's a typical name, Yankel's a typical name. Chaim Yankel, not as typical, right? I mean, maybe it is, but you get the point. Chaim Yankel's always that, or you told me that. All right, but anyways, you see, you refer to him as Abba. Okay, but anyways, so Aldo Olal Abba Barbo. So Avu the Shmuel was already old, and they schlepped him into Beis Medrash because to say over this halacha. What was the halacha that he said? The Inun Amrin, he said, Minayin Shah Pesach Vashan El Shem Shlomim. How do you know that a carbon Pesach becomes a Shlomim? When does a Pesach become a Shlomim? So we discuss this. So there's two. Moisa Pesach Shalom means what? Number one, a Pesach is a Pesach, but it's only a Pesach during the Zman that you can bring the Pesach. What about Kodesh Zman? You mafresh a carbon Pesach Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and then you bring it as a carbon. Doesn't have Kedushas Pesach. As Kedushas Shlomim. Moisa Pesach Shalom. Or let's say you mafresh a carbon Pesach and then it got lost. You mafresh another carbon Pesach, and then you found the previous one after Pesach. That's a real Moisa Pesach. It's left over. Then the halacha again is, it becomes a Shlomim. So Shmuel said, Avu the Shmuel said halacha regarding a Moisa Pesach. Minayin shah Pesach mishtana l'shem Shlomim. Tamo leimim, v'immin atzoyim karbonoi l'zevach Shlomim. It's a pasuk in the Torah. V'immin atzoyim karbonoi, and pasuk means he's bringing a Shlomim. But it says, min atzoyim, kol shu min atzoyim bas Shlomim. Anything that's supposed to be min atzoyim can become a Shlomim. What comes min atzoyim? The Pesach. He sivun, so they asked him, harei oyla min atzoyim. Oila also can be brought from Tzoyin. Carbon Pesach is not the only animal that can be brought from Tzoyin. So the Gemara says, you're right. What it means is, Dovash Einei Ba Elimin Atzoyin. Yosas Oila, Shiba, Filumin Abakar, doesn't have to be Tzoyin. Hey Sivun, Harei Osham. Osham can only be brought from Tzoyin. Amar Abun Bar Kahana, Min Atzoyin, Dovash Shehu Ba Mikol Hatzoyin. It says Min Hatzoyin. And Min Hatzoyin teaches me something that can be brought from any type of tzayin. Yatsa Asham she'ini ba elamin or elim bilvan. Only rams, that type of tzayin. But you can't bring a sheep, for example. So not all types of tzayin. So therefore, it's different. Bechol. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Bechol asar at amam min lamai. Min in kol ha'teru kudu is always a miut. And here you're telling me min hatzayin v'kan at mar min l'rabbis. And here you're telling me that min is a ribui. Am ramana hachinami min l'mait. Really, it is a miut. What's the miut? Miut sheinei ba ben shtei shonim. Karm Pesach can't be 2 years old. Miut sheinei ba nekeva. V'gabi asham when it says min asham nami min l'maitu. Sheinei ba elamina ilam bavat. So if it's a miut, then where will we marba min hatzayin something that needs that can be brought from any type of tzoyin? It's from the hatzoyin. Right? It's ikachasa from the Gemara. It's not min. It's not from the min. The min is a miut. It's from the hatzoyin. So min hatzoyin. V'im min hatzoyin karbon of achshlamim. We learn that something that's hatzoyin, something that carbon that can, needs to be tzoyin, but it could also be any type of tzoyin. Sometimes it's a shlamim. That's the halacha. It's the best achshlamim. Weiter. He sivon v'aksev v'im min hatzoyin karbonoi min akvasim. It says hatzoyin and oila. Me'ata ma'isa pesach ba'oila. So why is it ma'isa pesach shlamim? Why can't it be an oila? Omer Rab Abun, mishana davash ulachilo, davash ulachilo, mishana davash ulachilo, davash in ulachilo. You're taking a pesach and you're going to make it into now a shlamim or an oila. Those are your two options. It makes more sense to make it into a shlamim because pesach and shlamim are similar. They're both eaten. Whereas an oila is kula kol. It's not eaten. So it's less similar. It makes sense not to be medama to that. Omer Rab Yesi bar Rabun, another teretz. Mishana kachim kalim, mishana kachim kalim. Pesach and shlamim are both kachim kalim. We're supposed to oila, which is a kachim kedoshim. So again, if you're going to make a pesach into a shlamim or an oila, it would make sense to make it into a shlamim and not make it into an oila. Rabbi Yechon said, Aldo olu Rab Chanino. They brought Rab Chanino, who was also an old man, and they schlepped him into Beis Medrash for the following halacha. Dino namin ina pesach l'shana l'shlem shlamim, elam kin shachtu l'shlem shlamim. Because we said the halacha is pesach becomes moisa pesach a shlamim. When does a moisa pesach become a shlamim? We would assume if you had in mind when you brought the pesach, it should be a shlamim. Now that's true, Pesach Koidim Zmanoi. Right? Pesach Koidim Zmanoi is if you shechtim in Astam, it's considered a Pesach that's brought at the wrong time, it's possible. If you shechtim l'shem Shlomim, it's a Moisa Pesach Shlomim, it's a Kosher Shlomim. What about if it was La'achar Azman? That's Machlokes in the Gemara. La'achar Azman, when it was already over Pesach, so you're not going to use it for a Pesach anymore, because by next year it's going to be too old. So maybe Minastam, it's already Eilu Shlom, and there could be Moisa Pesach Shlom is even Minastam. That was a sugya in Pesachim. But the question is, what if I brought a Pesach Lifnei Zmanai, but I had in mind not it should be a shlomim, I had in mind that it should be an oila. So that was Reb Chanino's chiddush, right? You hear, Aldo olu Reb Chanino. Inun amrin in a pesach mishtana l'shem shlomim kein shachto l'shem shlomim. The assumption was pesach lifnei zman it becomes a shlomim if you had in mind lahedya should be a shlomim. Va'ani yoimri said, I said afilu shachto l'shem oila. Even if you had in mind that it should be an oila, it'll become a shlomim. So you had a Pesach, you shechted it l'shem oila, it becomes a shlamim. Pesach lifnei zmanoi min astam or l'shem Pesach is a Pesach. Pesach lifnei zmanoi l'shem any other type of carbon becomes a shlamim. Why shlamim v'min atzayin shlamim? But it doesn't mean that the akira of Pesach needs to be al yedei machshava l'shem shlamim. Even if the machshava is l'shem oila, l'shem some other carbon, then it's going to be the same halacha. Amrab elo time with Rabbi Yochanan imen atzayin karbonoi l'zevach shlamim kosha. This is his makar kosha who zevach b'shlamim. That's the halacha. So the Gemara says umeshtana l'machsheves psul. This is impossible to read. But the Gemara says, what if somebody had in mind that it should be an oila, but an oila psula? Right? So he had in mind, for example, he's bringing a Pesach, lifnei zmanah. He has in mind that it should be an oila, but that he's going to do the zrik of the carbon oil in the wrong time. So he has in mind, it's a machsheves pigol, but he had in mind that it should be an oila. That's the shayla over here. So hey chavida. So what's the halacha going to be? For example, shachto l'shem oila, but I'm an as lizrik dama l'macha. So it's a Pesach, lifnei zmanah, l'shem oila, pigol. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Either way, it's possible. If you look at it as a Pesach, Pesach lifnei zmano is possible. Can't bring a carbon Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And if you're looking at it as an oila, so it's an oila with a machsheves pigol. See the way it's going to be possible. So the Gemara says, no, there's a big nafkimina. In temar mishtana the machsheves psol pigol. In temar imishtana the machsheves psol pigol. Okay, I can't be afraid of that word for word. But the point is simple. The shaila is, pigol, you can only have a machsheves pigol on a kosher carbon. So the only time there's a machsheves pigol makes a carbon, a machsheves pigol makes a carbon pigol, is if lule the machsheves pigol, it would have been a kosher hakrova. But if lule the machsheves pigol, it still wouldn't be a kosher hakrova, then there's no pigol. Pigol only works for a carbon that without the pigol would have been kosher. So if we look at it as a Pesach lifnei zmanoi, then it's not chal the pigol. Because Pesach lifnei zmanoi is a possible hakrova. If you look at it as a carbon oila, you're right, it's possible, but now the machsheves pigol is a pigol. What's the nafkamina of it's pigol? If somebody eats a kezayis basar from a carbon, that's pigol. He's chayv karis. That's the chilek. Either way, the carbon's possible. The shayla is a chal the pigol. If it's an oila, it's chal the pigol. If it's a Pesach, then it's not chal the pigol. My nafkamina is their chorus on the achilah.
What's a carbon that's possible that's not